From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition groups agree on a framework for possible talks. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah. He's the Islamic State's financial minister, as well as another leader who acted as an executive officer.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare for a terrorist act. Three other men, already in jail on separate terrorism-related charges, were charged with being a part of that plot. Burundi's foreign minister says his government will take action to end the crisis that erupted when President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. Alain Enya Mitwe's comments follow talks this week with the European Union. He says while Burundi's government did not get the expected results from the meeting, it appreciates what he called the frank discussions. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it has successfully shot down a missile off the coast of Hawaii in a test of a missile defense system. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency says the Aegis weapon system fired an interceptor missile after radar detected the target. The missile then destroyed the target. Defense contractor Raytheon said the test's success keeps the program on track for deployment in Romania by year's end. The company says it is expected to operate in Poland in 2018. With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates of 196 countries meeting in Paris, or in the Paris suburb, I should say, are in a race to reach a wide-ranging climate agreement. A 29-page draft of the agreement released on Wednesday shows differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer countries. There's a new warning, meanwhile, about the severity of climate change, and it comes as the Paris Climate Summit wraps up. A Scottish study says if significant efforts are not made to counter rising temperatures, billions of people will be at risk from extreme heat, floods, droughts, and food shortages. Joe DiCapua reports.
The University of Edinburgh study looked at key climate factors and their estimated effect on both land and sea temperatures. It finds that if the status quo on climate change mitigation remains, land surface temperatures could rise by nearly 8 degrees Celsius by the year 2100. Negotiators at the Paris conference had wanted to keep temperatures just 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Joe DiCapua, Washington.
Divers are exploring in a lake in San Bernardino, California, where the husband and wife who killed 14 people last week were reported to have been seen the day of the shootings. Assistant FBI Chief for Los Angeles David Bowditch would not discuss what specific evidence the divers may be looking for, but one media report says there may be a computer hard drive in the lake. Bowditch says the search of the lake could take several days. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is suggesting his government has developed a hydrogen bomb. Mr. Kim was quoted Thursday by the official KCNA news agency as saying North Korea is now a powerful nuclear weapon state ready to detonate a self-reliant A-bomb and H-bomb. Afghanistan's spy chief has resigned over policy disagreements with President Ashraf Ghani. The head of the National Directorate for Security, Rahmatullah Nabil, has said that what he called a lack of agreement on policy matters and restrictions imposed on him had created an atmosphere where he couldn't do his job. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.